always look on the bright side of life.
Let's start with the ladies. That'd be Elephant. I think Violetta's in the Traffic
always
Central. Or is Susan
the
in there? Hey, Violetta, you want to do your bright side?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear what your smile is today.
My bright side is that I dressed like a millennial today. I look like a Lala kid.
You do.
And I got my flower headband, and I felt accepted on the streets today.
You do look a little Lala. You also look a little 1968, I'll be honest with you. Either way, the look works for you. So
thank you.
Props to your concert gear. Speaking of which, all right, so our music head in the building is Elif Garris. What's your bright side, Elif?
I heard that my dad is visiting soon in September.
Your dad?
My biological dad from Turkey.
Your biological dad does not live with you or is not in Illinois?
No, not even close.
I know you're Turkish. Oh, so your father that I know is not your biological father?
No.
I see. So your real dad's coming from Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Hokey smokes. Will you speak Turkish with him?
We usually speak English, but, I mean, if we're trying to speak privately, then, yeah, we speak in Turkish.
Say, John, I love this segment of your show in Turkish.
I don't know a segment. Ben bu parçayı çok seviyorum, John.
Hey, Steve Bertrand, what's your bright side?
I don't speak Turkish.
I know. It sounded painful.
Several months ago, my wife and my mother conspired for a transfer of old furniture, and it's been weighing on me ever since. Tomorrow, I take care of it.
Not exactly sure what all of that is, Steve.
I'm renting a truck and moving furniture, and then it will be over.
Yeah, we're kind of in the middle of some of that, and my bright side is I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And Steve Bertrand's coming over to my house this weekend to play ping pong, and I can't wait to do that. Steve does not know that, but I'm going to hope that someday. Hey, Susan, this is John. Why are you smiling? You're on WGN. What's your bright side?
Smiling because I used to listen to you on the internet when you were in Minnesota, but tomorrow's my 45th wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Susan.
Thank you. And nobody's killed anybody.
Okay. That's right. That's the bar's kind of low, but, you know, you'll take it. Hey, Jill, this is John. What's your bright side?
My daughter got her braces off. Phase one is done.
Oh, man.
Always look on the light side of life.
Hey, Barb, why are you smiling? You're on WGN.
After 20 years of being in the service, my son is retiring from the Army.
Thank you to him, and thank you for the call. Let's go there to Cindy. You're on WGN. What's your bright side, Cindy?
Hi, John. My husband and I are going to an elephant spa tomorrow, and we're going to wash elephants.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of time, but where are you going to wash elephants?
We're going to French Lick, Indiana, to a place called Wilson Ranch. They have three female elephants and a couple of giraffes, and we're going to go wash them and pet them and feed them.
In all the years I've done this, no one's ever called in and said, I'm going to wash elephants. Thank you for the call. This is Arlene. You're on WGN. What's your bright side?
Hi, John. My daughter and my three grandchildren are coming in tomorrow from Minnesota, and I haven't seen them for 3 months.
Woohoo!
Always look on the right side of life.
Check this out. You're on WGN. What's your bright side? Hammer.
Driving a beer truck, John.
Right side of life.
Are you going to talk to me?
Next week.
And that's to laugh and smile.
Like I used to call my bright side segment for 4 years straight, every Friday in Minnesota. And for 4 years, the only conversation I've ever had with that man is, I'm driving a beer truck.
Always look on the bright side of life.
I'm so glad you called, Hammer. Hey, Ruth, this is John. You're on WGN. What's your bright side?
Hi, John. I witnessed a miracle on Saturday night. My husband went into full cardiac arrest, and our son did CPR in our neighbor for 20 minutes. So the EMTs got there. He's home today with a defibrillator, and it is a miracle. 90% of people that have that do not survive it.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's better than driving a beer truck. Ruth, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Always look on the right side of life.
Dave, you're on WGN. What's your bright side?
Well, my friend John, I cannot beat Ruth, but this is Sheriff Dave, and it's bittersweet, but I am taking a position with Charleston, South Carolina Police Department, moving at the end of the month.
Northwest Indiana is going to miss you. All of Chicago is too, Sheriff Dave.
Well, hey, listen, I'll miss you guys too, but hey, that's why God invented the internet. I'll be listening.
By the way, just as you go, I want you to know I was unpacking some boxes and moving stuff into my office, and I found the only bullet that I have ever fired in my life, and that was from the machine gun that was Dillinger's machine gun, right?
Well, once again, John, I got to correct you. No, it wasn't. He stole it. It was ours. It belonged and still does to the Porter County Sheriff's Department.
And it was his. When you guys got it back, you put it on display, and every now and then you let people come in and fire it. Leslie Keiling, our traffic reporter then, and I went out to your place. We took it out to a range with you, and we fired that machine gun. I have a framed bullet from that, and it's just the most unbelievable thing.
Well, you know, I'm glad you enjoyed it. It was a blast in a lot of ways, and glad I got to know you, my friend.
Safe travels, Sheriff Dave.
Thank you.
By the way, some of the textures include this. Hey, John, I just celebrated 2 years of sobriety. Susan in Chicago, life is good. John, my bright side is I'm going to be a grandpa, says Tim. And Tommy says it's my 36th birthday tomorrow. How about this for a countdown? John, 16 days, 21 hours until what happens in 16 days, 21 hours? Violetta, do you know what's happening in 16 days?
School?
The eclipse.
Oh.
I know. That's not your bright side, is it? It's not exactly mine either. On a line 11, it's Tom. You're on WGN. Why are you smiling, Tom?
Well, 47 years ago, I saw my wife for the first time. 43 years we've been married, and she's still as wonderful as she ever was.
Hey, Carrie, you're on WGN. What's your bright side? Or Sherry.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Yep. Hi, John. We're headed down to North Carolina to do some recon for our retirement, and we're going to stay in an Airstream.
Oh, that sounds like fun to me. That really sounds like fun to me. I've never done that.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know how it turns out.
I hope to hear from you, Sherry. Thanks. And Carrie, we're going to you. You're on WGN. What's your bright side, Carrie? Hold on, Carrie. Let me put Carrie on here. Hey, Carrie, you're on. What's your bright side?
Hi, my bright side is my husband and his brothers are on a road trip to Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm really happy for them having time together.
And you're also kind of happy they're not hanging around you right now, is that correct?
That's true.
We do the bright side on Fridays at this time. You call in, tell us what your good news is, why you're smiling, and we smile with you. Get your friends to listen to this segment, too.